And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. As the COVID-19 pandemic continued through May, Oklahoma's gross receipts dropped 14% from the same month a year ago, a more than $150 million decline. Deputy Treasurer for Communications Tim Allen says the only month with a steeper decrease from the prior year he can recall is April, when gross receipts were down 30%.
But that was exaggerated in April because the individual income tax payment deadline was moved from April 15th to July 15th.
Gross production tax collections in May were down more than $55 million from May 2019, while sales tax collections were more than $50 million less. A group of protesters continued peaceful demonstrations against racial injustice at Tulsa Police Headquarters last night. The Tulsa World reports a group of mostly teenagers and young adults moved from the Riverside Division in South Tulsa to the Mingo Valley Division in East Tulsa before going to the Gilcrease Division in North Tulsa. Organizers met with police before the demonstrations and talked and prayed with them at different times during them. It will take a little bit longer for work to begin on a three-phase, nearly $76 million project slated for the 36th Street North Corridor. The Tulsa Development Authority approved an updated terms sheet with developer Alfresco Group LLC that will move the start of construction back from October 1st, 2020 to January 1st, 2021, with completion pushed back a month to July 1st, 2022. The other two phases of the total 500-acre project will also be delayed. TDA General Counsel John Hartley says the project has $15.5 million in assistance committed to it from a North Tulsa tax increment financing district the city has yet to finalize.
So that's something that really is not, the developer's not dragging his feet on it. It's just that's the timing that's going to be necessary to permit him to begin construction.
The first phase of the project is a boutique hotel with 9,000 square feet of retail space. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, will be under a heat advisory from noon to 7 p.m. A high of 97 in store, but the heat index up to 106. Tonight, partly cloudy and 74 degrees. Right now, sunny and 73. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.